Once again, using a visual representation, we have the private IP is going to use ephemeral port, in this case 1025, to talk to 4444:80 or HTTP. It gets to the router. The router uses that network address translation to remove the 192.168.1.100, which is unable to go onto the internet because it's a private IP, and then uses its public IP of 200.100.50.25, and it's going to once again utilize an ephemeral port to communicate to the actual HTTP server, which is using the well-known port of port 80. All of this information is going to be tracked when the server responds to 200.100.50.25:1030. The router knows this is traffic specifically for the IP address of 192.168.1.100. It's just going to track all of this ephemeral traffic to the end user, even though that end user is using a private IP.